Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. Hello, Mylon.
You?
I'm good. And also joining us today, Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey, Steve. How are you, Mylon?
I am good, Sherry. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well.
And Steve, your remote is coming through very clear.
Yes, I'm at home today. I'm on house restriction, and anyway, we'll see how that goes. I want to talk to Jackie about her experience with the new TV.newlife.com. Jackie, when I'm talking to users, I'm usually talking to drug addicts, and I'm trying to help them, but you're a user of New Life Television, TV.newlife.com, is that right?
That's right. I just joined not too long ago.
Okay, so tell me what you think. Are we doing anything right or anything we need to work on? Let me know.
Absolutely. I love it, actually, because I don't see anything else like this out there. I've had a really, really horrible last 15 months of my life, probably the hardest 15 months ever. And I have had to, I guess, go through a lot of bad to get to the place where I am right now. I've been listening to your radio show for a while now, and it's just so awesome. And I just love you guys. And whenever you started talking about this new network, I just immediately just, you know, got online and checked it out, and that was for me. So I just signed up immediately. And I love it because it's nice little short snippets of topics that you can go on and it's just really wonderful. It's just wonderful to have something that you can turn to, and it's real. And it's like whenever, you know, I don't want to have to spend a lot of money to go to counseling, and I do, and I have to, because I don't have insurance to pay for my counseling sessions. And this is just supplemental. It's supplemental, and it's just wonderful. And so I appreciate it, and I thank you. And I just think that everyone, you know, could benefit by this channel. So thank you very much.
Have you noticed that it feels a little more personal because we're looking kind of almost eye to eye?
Yes, because I've never seen your face before. You know, for the past couple of years, I've been listening to you on radio, so this is the first time I've seen you guys, and that's neat. You know, it's really cool. I just think it's awesome.
Well, I know you've got to run, but before you do, could you encourage some folks to use TV.newlife.com?
Absolutely. I totally, totally am on board with it. I think that if you have any struggles or any issues, no matter what they are, I think that this could be a resource for you. And it's very inexpensive. I believe it's $9.99 a month. And I pay a lot more for counseling sessions than that, and I think that it's well worth the money. It's wonderful just to have it at your fingertips. Anytime you're free, you can just go on it. When you're making dinner, whenever you're just, you know, sitting down, it's just a nice, nice opportunity to be able to be taught in your own privacy about subjects you don't normally get to hear very good counseling in. And so I really appreciate it. I think that anyone who gives it a chance will feel the same way I do. So I really do encourage anyone to just give it a try.
Well, Jackie, thank you. And like we say to everybody else, if there's any topic or subject you want us to address, you let us know. And God bless you, and thanks for encouraging others to be part of New Life Television.
Sure. Well, thank you. I truly appreciate your ministry. Thank you so much, Steve.
We'll be back, and we'll go to Kelly right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
Everyone at some level needs help. You may have prayed for help many times and feel like you've tried everything. Let New Life's Healing is a Choice workshop help. Steve Arterburn and New Life's group counselors help you deal with your challenge.
Before coming to Healing is a Choice, I was completely worn out, defeated, stuck in the realization of my pitiful reality. I've been sinking in my circumstances and my pain.
Anger, depression, sexual abuse, abortion, grief, and other groups help you focus on just the issue you're dealing with.
This weekend has been a total gift. I feel like I finally have a game plan to follow to help healing begin.
The next Healing is a Choice workshop is Friday, July 18th through the 20th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I leave here with practical tools to use to get unstuck, and I leave here with five new sisters who totally know where I've been and where I am right now.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. And, you know, when I don't have attention deficit disorder disturbances, I am a man of my word, and we're going to Kelly. I said we'd go to Kelly. We're going to go to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Yes.
It's Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm getting off one of my speakerphone.
Thank you.
That would be good.
We need all the help we can get today.
Well, how can we help you?
I'm listening to some of these other calls. I've been in a marriage over 5 years. We can't combine finances. We fight like crazy. We've gone to couples counseling, and nothing happened, and the person ended up ending counseling because mainly my spouse was not participating. And mm-hmm. I told him the reason I was going was that we had no love or respect in our marriage or no trust.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm like, I think my only option is to leave or to separate because, you know, I told him before we even went to counseling, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
and it's like nothing has happened. It's like it never even happened, and I don't know what all that is. But,
okay.
I heard y'all talk about, you know, the fact that you can't combine finances, you know, on another show, that's a major issue.
if you can't, it's a major issue is what we were saying, right?
Yeah, it's a major issue. And,
But I'm a little curious. I'm going, so what, how in the world did two people come together that had no love for each other, no respect for each other, and did not trust each other? How did you end up married? Or did something happen in your marriage that caused this undermining of your relationship?
We got married, we were fighting a little bit with the money before we got married. Mm-hmm. But after we got married, my life really changed. I mean, I had this person who was like, I was so wonderful and so great, and then there was this angry person there who was just brutally angry with me on all kinds of fronts.
Just like overnight, everything changed, huh?
Well, no, I mean, there were a few signs before, but the anger, he would kind of explain it off. But I would say a month or 6 weeks into our marriage, I mean, it was like a different, I mean, it was like he was really, really angry.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So how can we help you with that?
Yeah. How can we help?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to do a bold new move. And if my only move at this point is to go on and separate. And, you know, the counselor told us, y'all have major trust issues. I mean, we had talked about finances and combining finances, but he's also a miser, and I did not see that before because he was whining and dining. But once we got married, it was like everything cut off, mm-hmm. you know, and it was like he doesn't want to spend any money, he doesn't want me to spend any money, you know. he spends money on his adult child, you know.
How would, if we were talking with him, how would he describe himself in the most positive light? How, what would he say he's like?
He would say he's a great guy to get along with, and that, you know, he really is a great guy. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's been verbally abusive.
Yeah.
It's been emotionally, you know, like I get days and hours and days of the silent treatment.
So how many marriages has he had?
He's had one.
Okay, so you're number two.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever talked to wife number one?
No, well,
there's
I
a
haven't.
Question. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
See, that could be a really good idea to say, okay, you know, I'm finding there's a new guy. The guy I, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde here, the guy I dated is different than the guy I'm married to. What was your experience? If he has a child, then that ex-wife is floating around someplace. And it might be good to corroborate and check with her and find out what was her experience. And then ultimately, you're going to have to decide what do you have to do to create safety for yourself. And then make him have to come to you. You shouldn't endure ill treatment. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean the marriage has to end. It might be an opportunity for him to grow. And by saying, okay, well, this is failed marriage number two. So what do you want to do differently? But this is what I'm requiring of you. You may move out. You may decide if you want to come back. You'll have to prove to me you want to come back. And you're going to have to get some help. So, Steve, Sherry, what kind of help should this guy get? He's angry, he's controlling, and he has a lot of agitation on the inside that he's miserly, and so he's got a lot going on. What would he do? What should he do?
I just wonder if there's any way he would come to a marriage workshop. Do you think there's any way you could convince him that that is some money that needs to be spent?
I don't know. I mean, he didn't want to go to counseling, and I have gone to seeking a recovery group, and he has about had
mm-hmm.
a fit
Good.
For that.
Okay.
He's been angry. I mean, I go Wednesday nights. I'm now, that's a group that's close to my home that's led by a great pastor, and then there our church has Celebrate Recovery, and he doesn't want any part of it. He hates the fact that I'm even going, you know, and at this point, I'm kind of like, so what, you hate it? All right, see you later.
Well, no, that is a good thing to do, is that you just go ahead and go. That's a great thing. But don't go with animosity, you know, just go. You know, just like, don't have a snide remark to make. But you could say, I am going this evening, and I really would love it if you'd go with me. I would never quit asking him to go.
Yeah.
So,
well, and
then,
he did go one night, but then he got mad because this person said they had been in Celebrate Recovery for 7 years, and he flung this fit going home about how people get in recovery and they never can get out, and, you know.
So he's really defended. He's really defended on anything that has to do with healing and vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to keep his world intact. He wants to stay in power. And he doesn't want you to leave him,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't really want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I say you
That's
have a
right.
You have a double bind there, and it actually my thought is it may be time as you're intuiting to do a bold move and to actually possibly do a formal separation
mm-hmm.
right now, meaning a legal separation. Because the finances have been such an issue, I would actually have that in place so that, because he's also passive aggressive and he does withholding behavior with you,
mm-hmm.
and so that you're safe and protected in that. But really, for the purpose, I would say it is a separation for the purpose of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to hold on to the idea of restoration while you do that. Because you may feel relief initially, but really what we're doing is trying to call him up. And out
right.
of his denial right. that he's got a problem and he's going to have to go into some vulnerability and get some healing.
He might be quite shocked at how unfun life is when you're not there to provide the benefits that you provide him with. And so we're not saying that this has to be the way it goes, but it might be the absolute way it needs to go for things to get better. I want to
see because counseling, I mean, even when I confronted him about the counseling and what the counselor said, he was like, well, I always went prepared and I had all my stuff, and that was a lie. She could get him to come out. I mean, he didn't have anything done. I mean, and he's lying to me, and I looked at him, I said, no, you didn't. I said, she asked you if you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send you the 7-minute marriage solution. It's got 7 things that you could do and 7 things that you could ask him to stop doing that would make things better. And if he doesn't respond, it's got 7 things under each of the 7 that you can do, and I'm going to send that to you. Go ahead, Mylon.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, we will be doing a New Life Marriage Weekend. She's in Richmond, Virginia. In July, we're going to be in D.C., and the New Life Marriage Weekend is going to be very close.
Perfect intervention.
And so it could be an intervention that says, okay, this is part of my requirements for us, and July is going to happen before you know it.
Right. Yeah.
But you need to begin setting the stage that, I'm sorry, I'm not going to tolerate this anymore.
Yeah.
Steve,
right.
I interrupted
well,
you.
Well, I was just going to say, I was working on my message on tearing up your fake ID for Sunday at Heartland. And I was doing a little research on confabulators.
Oh, yes.
And I think what's so frustrating for some women is that they're married to a confabulator. And what that is a person that actually believes that the lies that they put out there are absolutely the truth. And so it's so complicated. Because you're not just saying, hey, don't lie to me anymore. They really believe the lie that they're living. And it's called confabulation. And that's why sometimes it takes a really good counselor to help you work through, well, what does this guy even know isn't true about his life? What does he even think he is? Because many times he thinks he's the most truthful person in the world. Because of this thing called confabulation. Anyway, just wanted to throw that in.
So
any
that's why.
There from you guys?
Well, that's why to talk to the former wife and to try and understand her story. What was their dating like? What did she know? How quickly did they get married? And to be able to look at her husband in the eye. And I love, Sherry, what you said a moment ago when you said, our goal is to lift him up and elevate him out of a hole. And the way to do that many times is through truth. And sometimes, Steve, these confabulators, what you're calling them, have a distorted reality until all of a sudden they're faced with an objective truth. I just am now facing the failure of relationship number 2. Odds are he has a succession and a string of relationships prior to that as well that preceded marriage number 1.
And higher odds is this man had some tragedy early on in his childhood in which he's now constructed a wall around himself, and he doesn't want anyone to get in. Well, he doesn't even want to go in behind that wall.
Well, that's true, but he controls to make sure that there is an external control for
exactly.
his whole world.
His whole world
but,
is that
but
way.
But inside that wall that he's building, he's really a scared little boy inside.
He is. I just know that. I have a sense behind that on this one. And so how do we reach that one?
Right.
How do we reach
his
heart?
And think of the reaction that you might get if she did make a bold move, did separate, and left that scared little boy there alone to fend for himself. I mean, sometimes that is what it takes. Not because we want a divorce, but we want to see something happen that isn't happening now. We want something new to come about.
Well, it's called rock bottom. It's called consequences. It's called, you know,
pain that leads to change.
Pain that leads to change. That's exactly right.
All right. It's called transformation when it works.
If he chooses to take the steps to grow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. That's right. All right.
Who are we going to next, Steve?
Yeah. Well, why don't you pick? You get to pick.
Let's go to Lee in Cincinnati, listening on WCVX. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you up to today?
I'm actually working.
Okay.
Good for you.
You sound young. Are you young?
I'm 29.
29. A guy like me thinks that's extremely young.
Well, I think I'm old. I cried when I turned 25.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you can hear the music, and so we're going to get back to you. But do you have a question we could be talking about at the break?
Yes. I have just got out of a 6-year relationship. We've been broken up for 2 months, and 6 months, and I'm just having a hard time moving on.
Okay. All right. Well, we can help you with that, and. And I'm sorry that's happened and that it's affected you in that way. You're listening to New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is our phone number. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, TV.newlife.com. TV.newlife.com.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich. He is the author of How We Love and How We Love Our Kids. And Dr. Sherry Keffer, she is the person that is in charge of Women in the Battle, a great, amazing, wonderful healing event. And we're talking with Lee from Cincinnati, broke up 6 months ago, having a really tough time moving on. Now, the connection between the two, what broke it up? What was the big problem?
We had a couple of things. The first thing, within our relationship, I decided to go back to church, and he didn't want any part of it. He would not accept Jesus Christ. He didn't even know if he believed. So that was a big issue. We lived together, and we also had a child together, and I didn't want to continue to live that way. And then he also was a liar, a manipulator, and a cheater on top of that.
Man, I am so sorry. So what is the question for us? I mean, there must be a reason that you're just not moving on and dating other people or something? I mean, what else is there?
I don't know. I've tried to move on. Yeah, I don't know what's keeping me emotionally attached to him. I feel like I wish it would have worked out differently. I don't think I have accepted that this was not meant to be, because I wanted it to be so bad.
And when you say to him, I would love for us to try to pull this back together again, what is his response to that?
One thing he is seeing someone else, and he just said that we're different. We're different people who went different ways. He expresses that he wish it would have worked out, and he's just sorry that it didn't.
He's living with someone else, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right.
And well, I'm trying to date other people. I'm dating a guy now who seems to be really nice. And that's the other thing. I don't even know where to start dating, because I haven't done it in so long. I just find it hard to be into someone right now.
Yeah, let me ask you one quick question. Do you have any girlfriends that love you, care about you, and that you're with on a regular basis?
Somewhat, but I work a lot. When I work, and my life basically consists of me working and going home to be with my daughter.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the thing. I don't want you to make another decision where you end up with somebody that seems like they're real nice in the beginning, and then they're a disaster, and you can protect yourself from that by being sure that anybody that you do date, that person is approved by people that love you and care about you. And you say that the issue is you getting back into church. Get into church, and if that guy that you're dating doesn't want to become part of church with you, you need to move on from him, too.
Uh-huh.
Is he wanting to be part of church with you, this new guy?
He does. His background is in church, but he is not heavily involved in church. He does believe the word, but he doesn't go on a regular basis. One of the reasons being is because he works on Sundays.
Okay.
But he does have a background in church. His dad is a deacon, and his mom is very active in the church.
So, Lee, okay. If I could interject for a moment, you can't get over your husband. Or you can't get over your ex-boyfriend, your daughter's father. You just can't get over someone. If you have a child, you are tied together really for the rest of your life as long as you have that child. And to say, well, I want to get over it, at some level you wanted to have him so much and you wanted it to work out. So you have a lot of emotion invested into the desire and the relationship for it to continue on. And so to say, how do I move on and get over it? Every time you look at your little girl, you're going to be reminded of your husband. I keep saying husband, but the father of the child.
Uh-huh.
And so I think, number one, accept the reality of the fact that this man is always going to be in your life for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
And that you just can't move on and get over it. Number two, I would not be in a hurry to date. I would spend my time investing into that little girl, and I would give all my time when I'm not working. Instead of going out on dates, I'd be spending all my time with that little girl. How old is she, by the way?
Four.
She's four. She needs her mom. If you're working a lot, she needs her mom a lot, as much as possible when you're home, to be with her. And I would just say she needs to be your principal focus.
Okay.
And I...
Right on there, Mylon. Right on there.
I'm concerned, Lee, because I think that you have a relationship with something called false hope.
Okay.
I think you have a relationship with the idea of a man.
I do.
Yeah, because I can already see you're moving towards another man who is not going to fit what you really want and need. But this relationship you have with a false idea of a man is keeping you from what you really want. I'd like to just unpack it with you a moment. We're coming up to a break, but it is critical that you take a look at what you're doing right now, because it's going to matter for the rest of your life and your daughter's life.
Hey, we'll do it right after.
2 years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
You can reach Gil Travel at 1-800-223-3855, extension 240 or 260. Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person. For the first time in my life, I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We are back, and in order to move on, sometimes you have to unpack. Excuse me. And Sherry says she wants to help Lee unpack.
Lee, so you've shared with us that you have a desire to be engaged with the Lord, and that you didn't want to live together, and that you were married to a liar, manipulator, and a cheat. And I am so proud of you that you have made a hard decision to get what you wanted. Until you let go of him and the idea that it could have been better, and the idea that he might come back to you and that he wants you, you're going to be stuck in a relationship emotionally, and you're not going to be available to anybody else. I have a question about your dad. I go, what man in her life didn't pursue her? Did your father pursue you?
Well, he was there, but my father, he was around during my childhood. He was a heroin addict, him and my mom.
Oh, honey. So you've got two parents that are heroin addicts. So even though their body was there, their heart was not freed up to pursue you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having two bodies, but no one really moving towards you. What a confusing childhood. And so here you had a man for 6 years whose his body was there, but guess what? He wasn't pursuing you either. He actually was a liar and cheater. He had other relationships outside of you.
And I think because my dad passed away in December, during the time he and I were breaking up, and I think that was one of the reasons why I tried to hold on to the relationship, to have something.
Yeah. I am sorry about the loss of your dad, and I can hear why that kept you hanging on, but I just want to say, Lee, you just missed a bullet. And if you can see it as a grace card from God and do exactly what Mylon and Steve said, is get into some healing so that you don't repeat this pattern again. You need to do your own healing right now, because we want you to be with a partner who's going to love you.
So what you're saying is the desperation to be with someone
yes.
can make us choose poorly.
Correct. All Very right. well said.
Okay. Steve? Let me send you, is this the one? And there's some great yellow flags and red flags in there that are going to help you. And, boy, I agree with maybe given all of this, it's just time to give it a rest and get some healing and not be in the dating world for a while. I've got time for one more call, and I hope... But no, we've got time for two more. So I just don't want anybody to leave because we're going to do another program after this.
Well, we have another segment after this, too.
Right, that's what I meant. I thought we only had one. Then I realized we actually have time for two callers, but I don't want anybody to leave. Right now, let's go to Dan from Boston, Massachusetts, listening on WEZE. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Just want to give a little history. I'm the youngest of four children. We grew up with an alcoholic father. He was very verbally abusive, and he was physically abusive to my mother, so we had to witness that, and he just really put us down as children. And I haven't really been close to him. I didn't have a close relationship with him. You know, at 15, he got his own business, and we were forced to work for him and had to deal with the abuse until I was about 30 years old, until he retired. And about 6 months ago, he got diagnosed with lung cancer, and I haven't really felt anything at all. My two of my older siblings have spent a lot of time with them, and you know, they've asked me about it, and and my sister said, I need to forgive my father, and I feel like I have forgiven him, and I don't hold any resentment towards him. But every time I'm around him, I feel anxious, and it feels very awkward, and I feel almost paralyzed around him. But, you know, I'm feeling like I need to go visit my father and try to connect with him, but I feel so awkward around him. I don't know how to act around him. And he's, you know, he's not really a friendly guy.
Yeah.
I'm just struggling with that. And I feel bad that I'm not really feeling anything. I think the only thing I feel is, you know, regret that we never had a relationship, and I feel sad about that.
And, well, you know, a lot of people, they not only feel regret, but they kind of feel some relief. And then they feel guilty about feeling the relief.
Right.
What do you guys think,
you know,
Terry? Mylon, what do you think for him? He didn't create this. The dad is the one that created this.
Well, I would go and I would make your visits minimal. I would make sure you have keys to get away and don't go with other people. Make sure you're in control of the encounter. And then, you know, just go and perhaps greet him, say hello, say I can only stay for a short minute, just want to see how you're
right.
doing, and take high levels of control. What your relationship was like with your dad for your whole lifetime up until 30 was he was in control. So that if you can then be in control and you know you have these parameters, I can expect that you're going to feel anxious when you're around him, but if you know you can go at any time, just make it very short. Make it a 5-minute goal to walk in for the first time.
Right. And then my brother, you know, saw me today, and he said that he was asking about me, that I should go see him. And you know, I remember the dream I had as a child that my father was going to die, and I knew he was going to die, and we spent a lot of time together, and we were close, and the way it should have been, and then it was time to go, and I felt really sad about it, and that I just remember that dream today, and you know, and it made me think, am I afraid to get close to him now when it could be close to the end? And
it's interesting, Dan, as you say you're not feeling anything, because you gave us some really powerful feelings when you said I feel anxious, awkward, and paralyzed. I go,
right.
I bet you felt that as a little boy. I bet you felt those as a young man, and I bet you felt that as a young adult. Those memories are stored in your body. That's why when you get around him, those feelings get triggered, because they've been hosted in your body for a long time. But the fact that you don't have feelings about him, feelings of love, like, you know, abounding from you, make a lot of sense, because he's hurt you deeply and he's hurt the ones you loved. I say, if you can do what Mylan said, keep your visit short, but go with bravery and courage, not for your father's sake, but really for your sake, so that you have no regrets.
Right.
So that you have no regrets. And I would say, please be gracious to yourself and don't guilt yourself because you're not feeling maybe some of what you would expect to feel when someone's dying, because there's some hurt that's still in the way.
Yeah, and the dream is just that. It's a dream. The reality is he's not been kind to you, and he's been angry and hostile. And so he's reaping what he's sowing. So don't try to fabricate through guilt a relationship that isn't there. You can long for that, but you're going to have to see what he gives you. Now, if he were to say, son, I am sorry for everything I've ever done, and I want to have a closer relationship with you now, well, then that could be different, you see.
Right.
But it has to be based upon a relationship. Always has to be based on reality, what's real.
Right.
And you know, I feel so fortunate that you called us, because I think there are other people or other places that might have just given you the opposite kind of advice of, you know, forgive and forget and act like, you know, there's nothing wrong or anything like that. And I think, you know, what Sherry and Mylan are saying here, this is, I think this is godly. I think it's based on truth. And it gives you some hope for the future, that all of this stuff that you went through with him will be at peace in your heart, or you'll be with at peace with it in your heart. So I'm really glad that you you called us about this. I want to send you Healing as a Choice, and I think that can help you. So many people have come to that workshop with similar unresolved grief issues like this.
And I think it's sometimes, Steve, you're absolutely right. I look at life as an invitation. This is an invitation for you, Dan, to do some deeper work, is what I see it as. Because it's manifesting in your body. So don't run from it. Walk right into it, because God wants to free you.
Yeah. Not fair when we have to do the work.
It isn't, is it?
Piled all that stuff on us. But we've got to do the work. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life Live.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle, right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with my two good friends and colleagues and just great people to work with, Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Keffer. And let's go to Vini from Beaumont, California, listening online. And if you're on the line, this will be our final caller on this program. But if you can hold on, we're going to do another program after this.
I bet you it's Vini.
How do you pronounce it?
Actually,
what is it?
Vini.
Oh, Vini. Wow, Steve got it.
Woohoo!
Yes, I did. Well, how could we help you?
I'm calling because I have a friend, and he feels stuck because he lives with a woman who's not a believer. He feels conflicted, but he doesn't know what to do. You know, he feels stuck.
Okay, what's the stuckness that he talks about?
He feels confliction in the heart, but he doesn't know how to walk away from that. He loves her, she's not a believer, and he doesn't know what to do, and I told him I'd call you guys.
Okay, well, we always say just do the next right thing.
Okay.
So the question I would have for him is, how valuable is his faith in the Lord, and how important is it in doing what is right in God's eyes? And if it's not very important, then the next right thing in his eyes is to stay put. If it's real important, the next right thing is to say to her, you know, I really feel like I'm not living up to the man that I thought I ought to be. And we're going to have to change our situation. And it isn't because I don't care about you. It's because I really care about my relationship with the Lord. Let's hear from Mylon and Sherry. What do you guys think?
Well, Vini, I'm going to guess. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. He's probably having sex with her, too.
Yes.
Okay,
so... he stopped.
Well, the issue is, you know, the Bible says to make no provision for the flesh with regards to its lust. So, you know, I am to pull myself out of everything that's going to cause me to feel like I'm in a place of temptation. And Steve's absolutely right. It's an issue, do I want to live for the Lord or do I want to live for me? And, you know, the reason we can't give up these things many times is because it meets an emotional need within ourselves. Because we're lonely or we're frightened to be alone. And I would have him ask the question that Steve posed, and then I would ask him also the other question. What is he giving up? Is he giving up sex? Okay, he's going to have to consider to do that. Number two, what's he giving up? He's giving up a security blanket, and he may feel very frightened to be alone. There's a lot of people in this world that are absolutely terrorized by the idea of I am alone and I'm not attached to anyone. I my whole system freaks out. And if that's the case, then he needs to get into some counseling and in a group where he can deal with that. Sherry, what would you add to that?
Well, and I think of the other thing, Vini, is I think, what is he communicating to this woman? Really, what is he communicating to her? He's not really communicating integrity. If she doesn't know the Lord, how is he going to call her up to that place if he's not really moving from that place? And I go, what would happen? What would happen if he said, I do love you, but I need to do what Steve and Mylon have invited me to do? You never know. She might just say, whoa, you really are different. And hey, maybe I do want to start getting to know the God that you know a little bit better than I've been willing to in the past. But if he keeps things the same, he's not really going to draw her into the presence of God either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
you know, all of these dilemmas like this that we hear, it just means being willing to do something really uncomfortable for some, painful for others. But the outcome in the end is the outcome you're looking for. Because if they continue like this and he goes down this path, he's going to end up one day waking up saying, when did I get away from my faith? I need to get back there. And it's going to cause conflict then, but by then he's going to be in a marriage. So you got to tell him the tough stuff, I think.
Well, I've been telling him what you all just said, and I think he needed more information, and I respect your all's theology, so that'll help him a lot.
Thank you for being such a friend of his that you would go to this extent to reach out on his behalf. We need to all be friends like you. We really do.
We sure do. Yep. Let me send you a book for him entitled, Is This the One? And I think it will help him make the decision to simply do the very next right thing. All right?
He's off.
I'll get that to you. All right. Well, you know, all of us, we're not true to our Christian values 100%. Of the time, we all have vulnerabilities, we all have imperfections. But when a Christian moves in with and lives with a girlfriend that's not a Christian, I mean, you're talking about a whole other level that may infect your life for the rest of your life. And I feel like, you know, anytime we can talk to someone like this who has influence, they can really follow through on that that admonition from Scripture that says, hold back those staggering toward the slaughter. Because I really think this guy is moving toward the slaughter.
Well, in addition to that, the Bible says that God holds us as Christians to a much higher standard, and he tells us not to violate or defraud our own bodies or any other brother or sister's body, and we're to maintain a level of integrity. And to realize he's struggling, he's conflicted, but he's got a lot of things he's struggling with. But the first and foremost is will I choose to do what God wants me to do, which is the central point here. And I have to, am I going to yield to God or am I going to yield to my flesh?
Yeah. Well, hope you'll hold on if you're on the phone. We're going to do another program right after this. But I do want to mention that on the New Life channel, where you can sign up and get 2 months free, we're talking about addiction and being out of control. And our special guest is Shannon Etheridge on the New Life channel. She is the author of Every Woman's Battle, and you will be delighted to hear what she has to say. I also, again, Every Man's Battle is April the 4th right here in Indianapolis. I hope that you will join us for that. We have drug and alcohol treatment centers for, whatever you are struggling with, and so many people are struggling with prescription drug addiction. We really do want to help you. And one of the greatest things that you can do to help this ministry and to help someone else is to get online or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and provide a scholarship to go to one of the workshops. When we've had people go and receive a scholarship, change their lives, what a gift it is when the person that gave that scholarship finds out the result of what that gift did. And so if you can do that, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. And don't forget to check out tv.newlife.com. And we're going to see you here next
Thanks
time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.